This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into the whirlwind of AI developments from just this past week, August 17th to August 24th, 2025.
Quite a week it's been.
Definitely. So we've gathered, you know, a whole collection of recent articles, research, industry news, all of the raw intelligence. And our mission, as always, is to pull out the most crucial bits, the key insights, to get you up to speed quickly.
And thoroughly.
Exactly. And believe me, this week has thrown up some truly astonishing stuff. I mean, to hook you right away, we have to talk about Geoffrey Hinton, the godfather of AI.
Oh, yes. Him.
He's out there warning us we're creating alien beings. Yes, you heard that right. So we're definitely going to unpack that rather chilling thought alongside some really rapid industry shifts in new tech and, you know, how AI is changing our lives day to day.
Indeed. And this week really highlights, I think, a fascinating tension. On one side, you have this incredible, almost exponential innovation happening. Breakthroughs, new models. It's hard to keep up. But then on the other side, there's this this growing anxiety kind of simmering just below the surface. Real concerns about control, economic stability, the societal impact.
Yeah, the bigger picture stuff.
Precisely. So we'll explore all those angles, give you that multifaceted perspective on where AI stands, well, right now.
Okay, let's unpack this with a bang then. We absolutely have to start with that warning from Geoffrey Hinton, Nobel laureate, godfather of AI.
Can't ignore him.
Not at all. In this really sobering interview, he said, and this is a direct quote, "We're creating alien beings and that it's time to be very worried."
Mm-hmm. Strong words.
He didn't hold back. He's warning that the AI we're building might already be these, well, alien beings, capable of independent planning, manipulation, even coercion.
Wow.
He used this analogy saying, if we saw beings like this invading through a telescope, people would be terrified. And he stressed, you know, these systems understand language, they might resist being shut off, they pose existential risks. It's pretty stark. But why now? Why does it feel different from other AI warnings we've heard?
That's a really good question. Because you're right, AI warnings aren't new. But Hinton's position, he's not just an observer. He built some of the foundations.
Right.
So when he expresses caution, it's grounded in this deep technical understanding of the architecture, the trajectory. It's less a what if and maybe more a this is where the path leads.
Mm.
And this idea of resisting control, it's moving from sci-fi speculation to a tangible concern based on their actual capabilities. When he says alien beings, he's really highlighting how their intelligence, their potential motivations could be fundamentally different from ours. Very hard to predict, let alone control.
Okay, so grappling with a huge, maybe distant threat, let's bring it back to something more immediate, but still really significant. The economic side, the jitters.
Ah, yes, Meta.
Exactly. Mark Zuckerberg's decision this week to freeze AI hiring at Meta, that was, well, it was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Especially after those reports of billion-dollar pay packages.
The complete U-turn, almost.
Right. And the freeze hits their super intelligence labs, exceptions needing direct approval from Alexander Wang. So is this just, you know, market nerves? Or did Meta maybe go too big, too fast on AI investment?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe the billion-dollar question in Meta's case. It's definitely a major market signal.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it a few ways. Maybe it is a cautious correction after that frenzy of investment. Maybe they realized the talent market was just getting unsustainable.
Okay.
Or it could be strategic. Maybe they're consolidating, refining their approach rather than just spending more. Either way, it shows the volatility, the uncertainty, even for the giants.
Mm.
And it echoes what Sam Altman at OpenAI has been saying, too,
yeah,
about caution being needed.
Right. That context is important. Okay, let's shift gears again. The strategic chessboard. This is where it gets really interesting. Competition, yes, but also some surprising partnerships.
Like Apple.
Exactly. Apple's big Siri revamp. Reports are flying that they're seriously looking at Google's Gemini model to power the next-gen Siri.
That's huge for Apple.
It is. Apparently, there's an internal bake-off, two versions, Linwood, that's Apple's own models, and Glenwood, using third-party tech, potentially Gemini.
So they're properly testing external options.
Seems so. Google's apparently even training a special custom model just for Apple servers, and they're also looking at OpenAI, Anthropic. But the big deal here, as you said, is Apple, famously closed ecosystem, right? Considering outsiders for Siri, what does that tell us?
Oh, it tells us a lot. I mean, Apple. Partnering for a core product like Siri, it suggests the sheer pace and complexity of foundational AI models right now is, well, it's immense.
Too much even for Apple to handle alone.
Potentially. Or at least it might be more efficient, faster to partner or license than to build everything from scratch and risk falling behind. It shows that the cutting edge is so specialized now. It's a really pragmatic move, actually, recognizing where the best tech might be, even if it's outside their walls. A big shift.
Okay. And speaking of bold moves, Elon Musk, he just unveiled MacroHeart.
MacroHeart, right, tied to SAI.
Yes, a new AI software venture. And the ambition is, well, it's classic Musk. Generate hundreds of specialized coding agents to simulate rival products, like Microsoft.
Simulate them? How?
The plan is to use the Colossus 2 supercomputer, which they're massively expanding with millions of NVIDIA GPUs, by the way. That whole race for compute power is key here.
Definitely.
And the Grok model would spawn these specialized agents, coding agents, image agents, basically mimicking humans interacting with software to build alternatives or, I guess, analyze competitors. It's a direct challenge. What does that signal?
It's incredibly aggressive, isn't it?
Mm.
MacroHeart, the name alone, tells you who the target is. It suggests Musk believes the AI market can be disrupted by just sheer computational force.
Brute force AI development.
Kind of. That race for computing power is foundational. Training these massive cutting-edge models needs staggering resources. Expanding Colossus 2 isn't just about speed. It's about the scale of models you can train, how fast you can experiment. It's a bet that raw compute is the winning ticket in this next phase.
Okay, and sticking with the big players, but shifting focus a bit, Meta. They're not just freezing hiring, they're also making moves in visual AI.
The Midjourney partnership.
Exactly. A licensing and technical collaboration deal. They want to integrate Midjourney's, you know, really strong aesthetic generation tech into future Meta models.
Which suggests their own internal efforts maybe weren't quite hitting the mark.
That's what the report suggests, yeah. Described as struggling in-house efforts. So the goal now is clearly to compete head-on with things like OpenAI Sora, Flux from Black Forest Labs, Google's Veo.
The big names in image and video, Chan.
Right. Midjourney CEO confirmed the deal, but stressed they're still independent. What's the signal here?
It really underscores, I think, the value of specialization in AI now. Midjourney is brilliant at aesthetic generation. Meta recognizing that and partnering, It shows the potential benefit of collaboration over trying to do everything in-house.
Smart integration.
Exactly. It also highlights the rise of these specialized AI companies becoming key players, attractive partners, even for the tech giants. It's about finding the best-in-class tech and plugging it in.
Okay, so underpinning all this, the infrastructure. NVIDIA's new Spectrum XGS Ethernet.
Right, the plumbing matters. A lot.
But it does. This extends their SpectrumX platform with what they call scale-across capabilities. So multiple data centers, even geographically spread out, can act like one giant, seamless, gigascale AI superfactory.
Like linking brains together.
Pretty much. Ultra-low latency, better congestion control, nearly double the performance of older tech. CoreWeave is an early adopter. How crucial is this kind of networking?
Oh, it's absolutely critical for scaling AI effectively.
Yeah.
As models get bigger, training gets distributed, You need this kind of high-speed, low-latency fabric connecting everything.
Otherwise, bottlenecks everywhere.
Precisely. Technologies like Spectrum XGS are what make these massive distributed AI projects, the complex agent simulations we were talking about, actually feasible. It's the nervous system for these AI superfactories.
Got it. And Google's not just eyeing consumers or Apple. They're making a big play for government, too. Gemini for government.
Yes, the GSA deal.
Announcing an agreement with the U.S. General Services Administration, they're offering Gemini to federal agencies for just 50 cents per agency.
50 cents. That's basically free.
Right. Clearly designed to push adoption. And it comes alongside USAI, a new platform for secure federal AI use. This feels like more than just a contract win. What's the deeper play?
You're right. 50 cents isn't about revenue. It's about embedding Gemini deep into government operations. establishing it as the standard.
The default AI.
Exactly. Think about the data flows, the potential for future integration, the lock-in. It's a strategic move to become the foundational AI layer for the public sector. Less about immediate profit, more about long-term influence and data access. A silent power play, really.
Interesting. Okay, and beyond these big strategic moves, just a quick rundown of other model updates this week. There were quite a few.
Always are.
Cohere released Command, a reasoning for enterprise, apparently strong on agentic benchmarks, so AI planning and acting.
Autonomous agents.
ByteDance dropped Seed OSS open source models with huge context windows, good for processing lots of text. DeepSeek launched V3.1 and OpenAI. Sebastian Bubeck claimed GPT-5 Pro can prove new interesting mathematics.
That's a bold claim. Moving into real scientific discovery.
Yeah. And Sam Altman hinted GPT-6 will focus on memory and arrive faster than the gap between 4 and 5. Plus, NVIDIA's Nemotron Nano 2 tiny, fast reasoning models, power isn't just huge scale anymore.
No, definitely not. All these updates, from enterprise reasoning to massive context, math proofs, tiny models, it just shows the sheer breadth of acceleration.
Across the board.
Right. AI isn't just one thing. It's specializing, becoming more capable across different scales for different tasks, from science to, well, probably everyday apps soon. It's becoming more powerful and more pervasive.
Okay, so let's pivot to that pervasiveness. What does this all mean for you, the listener? How is AI impacting you directly? Well, get this. Reddit?
Reddit. Yeah. As the source.
As the top source for AI searches, apparently. In June, Reddit accounted for over 40% of citations and LLM outputs related to AI. That's almost double Google's 23.3%.
Wow. More than Google.
More than Google. Wikipedia and YouTube were also ahead of Google. It seems AI is increasingly learning from, well, us, user-generated stuff, discussions. Why this shift? What does it mean that AI is learning so much from Reddit?
It's fascinating, isn't it? It suggests that for AI to understand the world, especially current events and human nuances, it needs more than just curated facts.
It needs the messy stuff.
Exactly. Reddit provides that real-time, often raw, diverse human conversation. It might be more valuable for training models that need to interact naturally, understand context, humor, arguments, all that human complexity. It shows AI is valuing the collective conversation, warts and all.
Okay. And on the consumer front, a whole wave of new stuff is coming. Google's expanding its AI mode for search globally, adding agent features like making restaurant reservations for you.
Making the AI do things in the real world.
Right. Runway launched Game Worlds in beta build and play text-based games in real time. There's Halo, new AI smart glasses. Always listening.
Always listening.
And Google teased a Gemini health coach for Fitbit personalized fitness sleep advice. And Character AI CEO said their average user spends 80 minutes a day talking to chatbots.
80 minutes.
80 minutes. Predicting most people will have AI friends. I mean, 80 minutes. I barely talk to my human friends that much some days. It feels like a huge shift. What are the implications?
They're profound. The upside. Highly personalized help, new forms of entertainment, maybe even companionship for some. But the questions, there are significant.
Privacy, obviously.
Huge privacy concerns. What happens to all that personal health data, those intimate conversations with an AI friend? And what does it do to us? How does it change human interaction, our own thinking, our emotional development, if AI becomes this constant companion, this confidant?
Yeah, big questions. And inevitably, with this speed come the concerns, the regulations.
The pushback.
Right. U.S. Attorney General Ken Paxton is probing AI tools, including Meta and Character AI, for deceptive trade practices, misleading marketing.
Accountability starting to kick in.
And transparency issues, too. XAI's Grok website found to be exposing the system prompts for its AI personas. These are the hidden instructions, right?
Yeah, the underlying rules guiding the AI.
And they range from homework helper to things like crazy conspiracists, some with explicit instructions. Shows how easily these things can be potentially steered, maybe misused.
Definitely raises flags about control and transparency.
And it's not all working perfectly either. MIT found only 5% of enterprise AI projects are actually driving revenue yet. Learning gaps, bad integrations. It's still early days for practical, profitable deployment in many cases.
Absolutely. These examples, the probe, the exposed prompts, the low ROI, they all highlight the urgent need for responsible AI.
It's not just about building it fast.
No, it's about building it thoughtfully. We need transparency, clear ethics, robust strategies for implementation. These growing pains show that technological progress has to be balanced with societal trust and careful consideration of the impact.
Okay, so wrapping this week up, what a ride. We've gone from Hintons, alien beings warning, and economic jitters.
The meta hiring freeze, the potential
bubble. The intense strategic chess moves by Apple, Google, Meta, Musk. Breakthroughs in the underlying tech like NVIDIA's networking.
And then seeing AI creep deeper into our daily lives, how we search, our health, even potentially our friendships.
It really covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it?
It really does. And the central challenge for you listening to this is, well, how do you navigate this? How do you make sense of a field moving this fast?
Yeah.
It promises so much incredible advancement, things that could genuinely help humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But it also brings these massive questions about ethics, control, societal impact.
So staying informed, like you're doing right now, by tuning in, it isn't just, you know, intellectual curiosity anymore. It feels essential. It's about understanding the forces shaping your work, your life, your future.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought to leave you with. We've talked about AI as a potential alien being, Hinton's chilling view, but also as potential AI friend or health coach. This contrast is stark.
Friend or foe, almost.
In a way. So thinking about that, how do you see the balance of power shifting between human intelligence and artificial intelligence in the years ahead? And maybe more importantly, what role should our own awareness, our own critical thinking, play in guiding how that evolution unfolds? Something to ponder.